الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان، إنه لكم عدو مبين. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, young ones in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In today's Jummah discussion, I thought about touching on some of the lessons that we could take from the days that we are in, the acts that we are supposed to be doing. And perhaps in the last few minutes, to mention a few of the things that we can still achieve during these days. My Ustad, Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Saab, has said on many occasions that Islam rasmi karwaiyon se bala tar hai. Islam is a religion that goes beyond the fulfillment or the accomplishment of some rituals. It is not a religion whereby if we have to remember the good act of a person, then we put up a statue of that person doing that act and observe a few moments of silence. That is not the case in Islam. Islam encourages us and in many instances obliges us to become very much part of that action and inculcate it, implement it for ourselves, and not just as a ritual, but so that we can take lesson therefrom. And therefore I thought that perhaps we should touch on some of these aspects. Millions of people are going to converge on the plains of Arafah tomorrow. And what is the lesson there for us from all around the world, from every deep valley, from every ravine, on foot and by vehicle? They are converging on the plains of Arafah. For what? What is the great lesson for us to learn from all these signs around us, all these acts that are going to be taking place, the important act of Qurbani that will be taking place? And we may have heard it many times, but I think the important thing for us to do is to implement it, internalize it, and to ponder and reflect about it rather than just doing the actions. The very first lesson that we can draw from all of this is this lesson of love. The lesson of muhabbat, where a person is prepared to do anything and really absolutely anything just because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the great level of love that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam displayed, that is there in its place. But these millions of hajis that are going, many of them, sometimes perhaps the vast majority of them, have spent their lifelong earnings to pay for a ticket, get onto a plane, and not live in luxury, live in sometimes difficult circumstances, and to go to Makkah Mukarramah, because the reward of performing salah there is 100,000 times greater. That reward also they don't see in this world. They rely on the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when it is the hukam of that very same Allah to leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Mina, an open land, a plain of in Arafah where there is absolutely nothing, then those lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forsake even the sawab that they are promised in the Haram Sharif to fulfill that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Shaykh, our Ustad Mawlana Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, he says in a very beautiful verse of poetry in which he explains what muhabbat is. He says, muhabbat kya hai dil ka dard se mamur ho jana. Muhabbat kya hai dil ka dard se mamur ho jana. Mataye jaan kisi ko somp kar majboor ho jana. He says that muhabbat is what? What is muhabbat? What is love? It is muhabbat kya hai? Dil ka dard se maamoor ho jana. It is that your heart becomes it's erected with the pain of some person. You are attached to that being. Mataye jaan kisi ko somp kar majboor ho jana. You hand over every bit of your life to someone and you become absolutely majboor before him. You become needy before him. And that is what love is all about. And this is what these millions of people on the plains of Arafat will be doing. And this is the objective of our life as well. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he says that if we don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri daasta, ek din phir nahi honge duniya mein hum. Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil, koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. What beautiful words of poetry they are. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith of Bukhari Sharif, inna min ash-shi'ri hikmatan. There are many, many verses of poetry in which there is a lot of wisdom. And many, many sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum were also poets. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a poet. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was a poet. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself was known as the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sha'irul Rasul. So these verses of poetry, there is a lot of wisdom, they can convey a message, sometimes far better than prose can convey a message. Nevertheless, in this verse of poetry, he says, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. That the person who has not got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, and wallahi al-azim, love is displayed by actions. It is not lip service. Love is displayed by actions, and look at all those hujjaj, look at Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he displayed that love by his actions. He did not merely say that, Ya Allah, I love you. When he was called on to display the reality of that love, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam displayed that reality of love. And it shows as well that when a person has got love, he can do anything. Mataye jaan kisi ko somp kar majboor ho jana. That is what love is all about. That you hand over your life to someone and you become majboor, needy before him. You don't know what to do. Whatever he tells you to do, you do. Like, we have a common saying in our circles that a person who is in love, then if the beloved asks him to jump, then he says, how high? That the true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the true lover, he jumps how high he can. He doesn't even bother to ask how high I should jump. And that is what love is all about. To fulfill the command. If I'm not mistaken, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, or in one of the other kitabs it has been mentioned, that the king told the person to jump. Perhaps it was Mahmud and Ayaz, Mahmud told Ayaz, his servant, to jump into the water and not to get wet. He jumped into the water and he came out, and Mahmud asked him, Ayaz, I told you not to get wet. Why did you get wet? He said, Hazrat, maaf karna, galati ho gayi. Forgive me, I made a mistake. That is what love is all about. And for love, again, we do not weigh everything on the scale of our logic. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam could have had millions of questions. Could have had millions of questions to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, why are you asking me to slaughter this child? I begged you for years on end, and at the age of 90 you blessed me with this child. And what for? Or I'll do it, at least tell me why. I'll do it, at least tell me why. No. No questions asked. And that little child, a little bigger than a toddler, running about doing the errands for his father, he says, Oh Ismail, my Allah has told me to do this to you. Anni inni ara fil manami anni adbahuk fanzar madha tara. Tell me what you think about it. That little child, look at the upbringing and the level of love that he had in his heart. Ya abati, oh my beloved father, not even getting upset, still speaking with a high level of respect. Ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar, do what you have been commanded to do. Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin, you will find me from amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who persevere in his path. Go ahead and do it. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, he encapsulates it in such a beautiful verse of poetry. He says, Yeh hai ishq mein imtiha kis bashar ka, Yeh hai ishq mein imtiha kis bashar ka, Banaye zabiha jo apne pisar ka. Yeh hai ishq mein imtiha kis bashar ka, Banaye zabiha jo apne pisar ka. Pidar se hai ijaz qalb o jigar ka, Pisar se hai ijaz taslim sar ka. Tere hukm par kya gawara nahi hai, Koi tujhse badhkar pyara nahi hai. He says, look in the path of love, what a test this man has to go through. Banaye zabiha jo apne pisar ka. Who has to make a sacrifice out of his very own son. He has to make a sacrifice out of his very own son. And it's not a fairy tale, it really happened. It's not a fairy tale. Pidar se hai ijaz qalbo jigar ka. From the father, look at the miracle of love that he displayed. By sacrificing his qalb o jigar, his heart he sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pisar se hai ijaz taslim sar ka. And from the son also, a great miracle of just submitting unquestioningly to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tere hukm par kya gawara nahi. Oh Allah, what is beyond us to sacrifice for you? Koi tujhse badhkar pyara nahi hai. Because there is no one that is more beloved to us than you. And that's why we are prepared to sacrifice even the most beloved things to us. Because to us there is no one that is more beloved than you, O Allah. Look at the great level of love. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran Sharif and he says that these two, son and father, Ibrahim and Ismail, when they did that, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as when they manifested true Islam. That is how you can translate this verse of the Quran Sharif. Surely there were Muslims before that. They were anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it was this unquestioning submission, this deep-rooted love in their hearts, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Islam. There is a very strange verse of the Quran Sharif which Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali also used to explain many, many times. And we've heard it many, many times and there is no harm in repeating it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's strange. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, udkhulu fis silm, enter into Islam. Enter into Islam. The believers, those who have accepted everything, They accepted that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last and final messenger of Allah. They pray 5 times a day as well perhaps. Oh, you believers, you now enter into Islam. Udkhulu fis silm. So that brings us to the next question, then what is Islam all about? If you have to look into the dictionaries, then Islam is jhuk jana, to bow down, to submit unquestioningly. Unquestioningly, whether we understand the wisdom behind the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we don't understand the wisdom, it is sufficient for a beloved that his, for a lover that his beloved has said something, he should do it. Just this week, there was a person who sent a question to us, and a whole list of things, that is this a major sin or a minor sin? And is this a major sin and a minor sin? And is this a major sin and a minor sin? And I sent the response back to him, that for a lover, every sin is major. For a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every sin is major. Displeasing the beloved for an iota also, is a major sin. It's a major crime in the path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course the other great lesson that we can take from this whole episode of Qurbani is the great lesson of love, of death. The great lesson of death. Many of those who have got Qurbani animals at their homes, they will be jumping and eating and drinking and making merry. And 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on the Qurbani day, or some even earlier, absolute silence, sannata. Jaha meh ibarat ke har sunamune, magar tujhko andha kiya rangobune. Jaha meh ibarat ke har sunamune, magar tujhko andha kiya rangobune. Kabhi ghar se bhi ye dekha hai tune, jo mamur the wo mahal ab hai sune. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaan hai, tamasha nahi hai. He says at every place where you turn, there are lessons for us to take. Magar tujhko andha kiya rangobune. But the glitter and glamour of worldly life has made us blind. We fail to see these lessons around us anymore. We fail to see the lessons around us. And this is a great lesson that we can take from the Qurbani day. Young, fit and healthy animals are all going to be, there's going to be silence in those pens. Absolute silence. And like that one day, aake ajal ne hangama-e hayat ko, aake ajal ne bahosh ko behosh kar dayi, hangama-e hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. That when death will come, then all the buying and the selling and the cheating and the deceiving and the laughing and the joking and the haram entertainment, everything is going to come to a standstill. There's going to be absolute silence on that day. And if we are not good, perhaps there won't be anyone for us to cry over us as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But that is another great lesson that we can take from Qurbani. When we slaughter the animal, take a little bit of time to think and ponder. Recite the masnoon du'as. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ard. Inna salati wa nusuki. Don't just let it be a recital. Read it from the deep recesses of your heart. Oh Allah, my salah, this sacrifice, my living and my dying, lillahi rabbil alameen, is for you, O Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Think, implement, internalize it. Carve it into your heart that our living and our dying is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we complete it, don't just get involved in the skinning immediately. Allahumma taqabbalhu minna. Oh Allah, accept it. كما تقبلته من حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخليلك إبراهيم عليه الصلاة. Accept it like how you accepted it from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. All of those. And there are a number of other lessons that we can take from the whole incident of Qurbani. But just to get on to, for in the last few minutes, some of the important things that we can still achieve during these days and nights. Number one is that that these days and nights are extremely great days and nights, and we must have heard it before. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, each of the fasts during the first 9 days is equivalent to fasting an entire year. And the fast of Arafah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ الَّتِي سَنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُ وَالسَّنَةَ الَّتِي بَعْدَهُ. That the fast of Arafah, which is tomorrow, I have great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if a person has to keep that fast, his sins will be forgiven, the past year's sins and the future year's sins. Now what does it mean then? Many people ask absurd questions that, Mawlana, that means that I can sin for the next year and it will be forgiven. Absolutely absurd. Our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, when these sort of ahadith come, then he says that what the hadith means is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive your sins for the past, for the next year, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give you the tawfiq to abstain from sins for that year. That's what it means. So, a great occasion, a great opportunity, which we can still accomplish, and that is the fast of Arafah. Something that is very important. Again, we should not raise things above their level. We have to remain balanced. It's not a farz or obligatory fast. It is a fast that one would be rewarded if one has to keep. And there is absolutely no sin if you don't keep it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in one hadith that man ahya al-layali al-khams wajabat lahu al-jannah. The person who stays up on 5 nights of the year, jannah becomes obligatory upon the person. 3 of these nights are in these 10 days and nights. Last night, which was Laylatul Tarwiyah, the night of the 8th of Zilhijjah. Tonight, which is Laylatul Arafah, the night of Arafah. And tomorrow night, which is the night of Eid, Laylatul Nahar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever stays up on 5 nights, of course the other 2 nights are the night of Eid and the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, stays up in Ibadat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, wajabat lahul jannah. Jannah becomes obligatory, wajib, compulsory for such a person. So we still have the opportunity to stay up in ibadat. And if you can't do much, at least abstain from sins. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Abu Huraira, oh Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'bad an-nas. Keep away from sins, you will be the one who is engaged in the most amount of ibadat. So at least we can do that much. Perform our Isha salah with jamaat, our Fajr salah with jamaat. We will be written from amongst those who kept that night alive. That much we can do at least. And then from tomorrow, the recitation of the takbirat at tashriq will start. A special ibadat. Really special ibadat. You cannot accomplish it at any other time. You can recite it at any other time of the year. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. But the rewards that are promised for this period are different. It is mentioned that during these days, the streets of Medina used to echo with this takbir. The fuqaha mentioned it is makruh to recite it softly. Read it, recite it, and with a little bit of fervor, with a little bit of feeling. Oh Allah, you are the greatest. You are the greatest. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That these takbirs are there to sing the greatness, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must not be shy to do so. So after every salah we ought to be reciting that. For the ladies at home, they also should be reciting it. Many a times the ladies forget. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, gives a very easy prescription, a good hint, that if the ladies at home, just stick a little reminder at the place where they are performing salah. Remember to read your takbir of tashriq and keep it there for the 3 or 4 days that we have to recite it. That will help them to remember the takbir of tashriq as well. The men remember, because even if one of them forgets, then someone else in the congregation remembers. Nevertheless, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to acquire the reality of the qurbani. It is all about sacrificing our haram desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh says, ne tera dil, ne teri jaan chahiye, unko tujhse khoon arma chahiye. He doesn't want you to slaughter yourself. He doesn't want you to slaughter your child. Ne tera dil, ne teri jaan chahiye, unko tujhse khoon arma chahiye. What he wants from you is the blood of your haram desires. Not even the halal desires. If there's anything that is halal, our Shaykh says, halal ek bhi nahi choro, haram ek bhi nahi karo. Haram things, don't even do one of them,
and halal things, don't even leave one of them. Do all the halal things, permissible things within the framework of the Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice, to implement, to internalize. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the problems, the difficulties, the calamities that the ummah around the world is suffering. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.